What's this week been like for you?
You know, it was one very eventful and you look at all the circumstances of the previous week and then coming into the events of this week. The first 40 miles we sat, you know, the first thing that comes to mind in terms of what happened to Ben and Jerry is thinking about things that I could have done differently, what I could have done, more than other offensive coaches could have done, and players. And, you know, there's a human element to this that goes beyond, you know, what's on Twitter or message boards, etc., and knows its families. And, so it is sad. And then you look at just the circumstances they present themselves. And, well, we're at right now and just zeroing in on winning a football game, you know, and just trying to do everything I can to support the Spags and get the offensive coach, get the players ready to go. So it's been a challenge, but we're moving forward.
What has changed for you? I mean, your responsibilities have to change a little bit. What have you noticed is you have to do more or less of whatever?
Well, you know, the thing you mentioned as far as responsibilities, obviously, Ben for the first season and first five games this year was calling the plays and, you know, was heavily involved in the game planning process, and then he handed those responsibilities over to me. He still would be involved in the game plan. He was still a sounding board. He still had ideas. You know, we have a lot of collaboration. The quarterbacks are involved. Put together a plan and go out and practice it and work for the best. And you know, that voice hasn't been here this week, you know, and obviously he has a great wealth of knowledge in this particular system. And, you know, we've had to pick up the slack and just, you know, the guys have had ideas and we just kind of bounce suggestions off one another and look at our personnel, where we're at, how we have to play, and help the course of action that things can help us go out there and beat the Cowboys.
How different do you think it'll look?
You know, it's hard to say as far as any, at this point, any drastic differences. I mean, we're 12 games into it. We have our personnel in terms of some subtleties. I think anytime you're the final decision maker, there's some latitude to maybe tweak a thing here or there as far as, you know, installing a straight three run and shoot offense that was here from 2004 to 2011. You know, that's not going to happen. But, you know, we are just well aware of the things that we need to do to be successful, and it sounds like a broken record, but it does start with, regardless of what plays we're calling, we've got to protect the football, and we can't have some of those negative runs that we had in this most recent game. And we've run the ball better, and just if I just finish up here, that ability to do that and be successful, that's given us a chance to have a chance in recent weeks. And can help open up things in the pass game, so we've got to get that on track.
Are you going to make, do you have more freedom to make personnel moves than maybe, you know, that maybe you and Ben didn't see eye to eye on? That sounds more confrontational than I mean
yeah,
it to
no,
sound.
No, in all honesty, right now, it's about just trying to come up with a plan that fits who we have and how we can attack Dallas. As far as, you know, personnel type decisions and where that goes, obviously, with Kevin Abrams as the interim GM, and Spags as the interim head coach, all of us, so much has happened, and it's just a matter of trying to put together a plan, and you know, Spags has made some of his little adjustments as he sees fit to how we practice and how meetings go on and how the week goes and so forth, and, you know, that's been something that has been positive, not to say that anything needed to be changed, but just, you know, he's putting some of his small touches on things, and so, you know, I'm not trying to skirt your question. Mm-hmm. I just think right now everything has just been more zeroed in on, okay, here we are. How are we going to come up with a plan while we make all the necessary adjustments to how things have changed here?
How has handling the quarterbacks? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, change last week, and now you're going back, and I'm sure some feelings are ruffled. Some guys are confused. Can you just talk about how you kind of sort through that?
Let me tell you about that room. I mean, there were some circumstances that we're all aware of that happened last time I stood right here. As far as what happened the week before or the week leading up to the open game. And then, of course, with things that have happened now leading up to the Dallas game. And I'll just say this, last week as well as this week, while the effect has been different on different individuals, that entire room, all three of those guys have been professional. They've been hardworking. They've been team guys, pulling for one another. So they handled it well last week. They're handling it well this week. Mike, from the quarterback,
your perspective.
Okay, I'm going to flip a coin.
In terms of the quarterbacks, it's very early to decide this at this point, of course, but do you still anticipate that Davis Webb will get the opportunity said in the statement released last week?
You know, I really can't answer to that, and it's not because I can't answer because I have some information that I don't want to share that I'm supposed to keep the top secret. Honestly, right now, with all that has gone on, I mean, the major changes that have happened in this organization on this team, from a leadership standpoint, all the emphasis has been, what do we have to do to get ready to beat Dallas? This is a huge game for us, despite the record, despite how things have gone. It's really important. You know, we're putting all of our energy and all of our focus into this week, and then we'll let future weeks address themselves. And so it's not a cliche, I promise you. It is totally just zeroed in right now. And then in terms of what happens later on, I'm sure that it will be something that will be discussed, will be addressed. But for right now, it's just a situation where we're zeroed in on trying to find a way to beat Dallas.
Mike, from your perspective, like Spag said, it was a gut feeling to go back to the wire. From your perspective, why is it important to restore him as a starting quarterback?
Okay. In terms of Eli and how we feel about him compared to how we feel about Geno and how we feel about Davis, you know, all three guys are individuals that bring certain talents to the table and do things that can help us win. And I'll just be clear right now, I thought Geno did a lot of good things against the Raiders. You know, he, from day one, has been someone that's had a great attitude. He's been a hard worker. He's improved as a player. In terms of this particular game, this opponent, in terms of experience in our system, in terms of all of the ins and outs that go with that, in terms of adjustments that we're going to make, in terms of things that we're going to want to do, both from the run game and the pass game, you know, we feel that Eli Manning gives us the best chance to win. And that's nothing disparaging to anybody else. It was just, as we looked at a body of work and what we're going to try to accomplish and how we're going to try to attack Dallas, that was something that, again, when Spags wanted our feedback, he wanted to talk to, I think he mentioned you guys, he wanted to talk to the offensive coaches if he had even a better feel for kind of the specifics. We gave him that feedback, and that's the decision that was made.
I guess when you say that, though, is it safe to say that maybe last week there was a different approach? It just seems like these conflicting messages.
I can't get into last week's and messages, and we're here right now trying to find a way to beat Dallas, and we're zeroing in on that. And it's not about anything other than when this huge, drastic, very impactful change happens and affects lives, it affects families. When that happens, you know, the only agenda at this point is, okay, we have a responsibility. And Spags is the interim head coach right now, and he's relying upon us to support him and do things to get our players focused and motivated, trying to win. And so that's really what I zeroed in on. Nothing as far as looking back in terms of why a decision was made, or if you'd asked as far as what's possible for the future, as far as Davis, you'd ask. I mean, it's just trying to pick up the pieces and find a way to win a football game. And that's what we're doing. Thanks, Dan. You know what? I'm glad you brought that. There's two things I would like to say.
No, do not.
Number one, this is December 7th. And I think everybody ought to take some time to remember those who died in the attack on Pearl Harbor. I was in the Army stationed in Hawaii, and the Arizona Memorial is very moving. And, you know, it's those sacrifices of those people and of all of our servicemen and women throughout the years. We're not able to do what we're doing here without them. So I think we all, and I'm remiss for not mentioning that we all ought to remember what happened on December 7th. And, last thing I'll say, go Army.
Go Army.